Have you heard a poetic flow on Big Rude Radio? Inquisitive questions to get the answers that's off the chart, to improve humanity, love, peace, and harmony, to make brain cells spark. It's the poetic poetry show to unleash the unknown, a new frontier in your ear right here on...
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to the Flow Into Poetry Show, where inspiration, motivation, and poetry meet every Friday at 6 p.m. and where you, the listeners, are the show. Streaming live on BigRoomRadio.com, All About Us Radio, and all of your popular streaming outlets. Get ready for an hour of inspirational conversation, motivating attitudes, and poetry recited by the people for the people. So I hope you got your wine glass full and your flows on deck. Get ready to spit, because without further ado, here's your host, Nima Shining Star L, James J.T. Thompson, and Big Woo.
Hey, 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 what's happening? What's going on? Welcome everybody to the Flow Ethic Poetry Show on Big Woo Radio. We appreciate everybody listening live on BigWooRadio.com, and everybody's downloaded the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store. And all of our folks that search us out on their podcast app on the iPhone, we appreciate that. Make sure you continue to support and follow us on all of our social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. If you want to get in on the program today, 704-489-3316. It's 704-489-3316. But when you call in, please keep your phone on mute. You are calling into a live broadcast. All right? All right, so let's bring in. Oh, we got a great show lined up for you, by the way, as we always do. We got two authors today. Two brilliant writers, Miss Belinda Houston and T. Wallflower, will be here today to talk about their books and their careers and what's going on in their lives and how they're coping with everything. All kind of questions that we got for our guests, of course. But first, I got to bring in my girl, our resident poet, our resident artist, our resident knowledge professor. Nima Shining Star, what you came to do, girl?
Hey, y'all. Happy Friday.
I love it.
Happy
you
Friday.
You know what we do. Big Woo and the crew, let's get it popping.
Let's get it popping. All right, so JT ain't with us right now, but I'm sure he'll chime in once he get a chance. You know, he like to do all kinds of stuff going on, so shout out to my man James JT Thompson. Hopefully he'll be here in a little bit. But we do, like we always do, we got to let it flow. Nima, you ready to let it flow? You can get everybody
yes,
else to put
I
their
am.
Phone on mute, please. Yeah, well, that's we got somebody on the line. Let's just get your get everybody to put their phones on mute until we get to you. Appreciate it. But we're gonna let it flow. Hold tight.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the poetry moment with your girl, Nima Shining Star L. So just sit back, relax, and let it flow.
Alright, this is the part where, the segment where we get some poetry from our girl, Nima Shining Star L. As we bring people in, we want to make sure everybody puts their phone on mute until we get to you. Or ask you, unless you ask her, have a question or something, all right? But right now, Nima, let it flow.
All right. Here we go. Before you pull that trigger, stop looking at yourself as just another black figure. Believe that you have purpose and stop feeding into the lies that they sell, claiming that you are worthless. See, every life has a reason. Every plant has a season. And here you are rushing to the grave for no apparent reason, as if dying and being a picture on a shirt, laying face up in the dirt is in this season. Stop swallowing the seeds that's fed to you by those demons. See, you are blessed to have ancestors that grew up in the Garden of Eden. Kings and queens have passed you the torch. Get your behind up off that stoop, that step, and that porch. Get to work. Fix your brain and stop letting it run down the drain. See, that's what they want you to do, my dear heart. That's what they want you to do. They want to keep the black family apart. Do not feed into the lies. Do not feed into what they try to tell us, because it's all a disguise, and the plan that they have is to make sure that we all die, because that's what's planned for the black man. So remember to stop and think before you pull that trigger, and stop looking at yourself as just another black figure. Otherwise, you just another nigga. In peace.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Sorry about the N-word. Sorry. I had to do it. Sorry.
Sometimes it's called for. Sometimes in the situation it's called for. Appreciate that, Nima Shining Star L.
Thank you.
We do the Let It Flow segment every Friday. And don't forget, stay tuned, people listening. Stay tuned. Because we got the Black in Effect. We're going to educate you with some black history. Because we ain't just black in February, Nima. We black all year round. God darn it.
Word.
All right, but right now, we're going to get into some new music as we shout out these sponsors and supporters before we bring on author Belinda Houston. Hopefully, she's in the building. But we're going to get to this new music by my man, Black North. This song is so relevant. It's called Stories. So don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked right here. Florida Poetry Show, Big Woo Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
As of this morning.
Here we go.
More than 84,000 people have tested positive.
Episode of crazy.
Hospitals overwhelmed.
It's too early for this. Waking up, balling my fist. AM 4 o'clock already got me on piss. Turn on the TV. Is anybody receiving some more propaganda for people to keep believing? This asinine contraption got people on close caption like they're gonna miss something if they leave in the action. Compounded weak facts, conspiracy monologue while actors perform. How you don't have a clue, as toilet paper houses have more value than you. The rescue never comes, putting fear in the public. I guess you have to stomach whatever else is coming. See, everyone got some kind of story to tell. It depends on what kind of hell they living out here. Cause everything is not so crystal clear until you leave this world atmosphere. Everyone got some kind of story to tell. It depends on what kind of hell they living out here. Cause everything is not so crystal clear until you leave this world atmosphere. A nurse once told me how this lady came in and got all mad crazy about touching the pen. She had to sign in to get her temperature checked before going through the building. Hospital respect. The nurse then asked, do you wear any gloves? The lady said, yup, all the above. Well, you do touch items at the grocery stores. She said, I sure do, but I protect my pores. In fact, I still wear them until I get home. The nurse looked at her, start scratching her dome. Well, you do realize everything you touch, other people have sneezed, coughed, and touched. And you never wiped off from the beginning. Them being inside your purse, can't see the ending. Touched everything, but don't comprehend. So tell me again how you scared of this pen. See, everyone got some kind of story to tell.
Yeah, that's my man Black North, B-L-A-K-K North. Go check him out, www.blacknorthus.us. Wait, something like that. Anyway, yeah, blacknorth.us. I'm sorry. Go check him out. Shout out to our sponsors and supporters. Be Woodforce National Bank. Go to woodforce.com. Men's Warehouse of Rock Hill. Rock Hill and Gastonia. 24K Rides of Rock Hill. Go to 24krides.com. TCB 5400 Club at 5400 Nevin Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. Warren Publishing, Clover Parks and Recreations, Winthrop University, Clinton College, Porter Decals, the Hydrocephalus Association of America. Please go to nomorebrainsurgery.org. Primetime Players Basketball, Connected Group, New Soul Music, Blacktopia Society, Spring Hill Credit Solutions, Gray Sheet Digital, Below the Deck, Enterprise Management, All About Us Radio, and SMG, Mr. J Lock. This is my man, Black North Stories. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Everyone got some kind of
30,000 people have died in the state of New York. The vast majority of those cases and deaths are in New York City.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Hey, this is James J.T. Thompson from Big Woo Radio. Hats off to you, Couture. Everything is made, not manufactured. Your one-stop shop for handmade hats and more. How to get in touch with them? www.etsy.com/shop/hats-off-to-you-couture. Officially endorsed by Big Woo Radio.
Listen to Big Woo Radio. Y'all hear what I say? I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio. Listen to
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show, Florida Poetry Show, Big Woo Radio. Got my girl in the house. Nima Shining Star L. Also got my man James Thompson. He's in the building. What's happening, JT?
What's up, man? Ain't nothing like Floetic Fridays, man. It's on the move and on the go, man. Let's get it.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Again, thanks everybody listening live at BigWoolRadio.com. Everybody's download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store, and all of our folks that search us out on their podcast app on their iPhone. We appreciate that. If you haven't done that yet, please do so. Download the app. Makes things a lot easier. Go to the website and listen. It's a great listening experience from the app. So do that. All right. So we got our guest in the building. Belinda Houston, are you here, my dear?
Good evening.
Good evening, Miss Belinda. How you doing?
I am wonderful.
Good.
Is everybody on that end?
We're just trying to stay safe, you know. We're just trying to survive out here in these streets.
I know, right?
I hope all your loved ones are healthy as well.
Yes, everyone's doing fine. Thanks for asking.
Good. All right, so Miss Belinda Houston, well, we want to thank you for taking the time out to hang out with us here on the Florida Poetry Show on Big Woo Radio, and we definitely appreciate that. So tell us, give us, before we get started, let everybody know where they can follow you and get your books, and then we can talk about your books.
Okay, you can follow me on Facebook, Belinda Dare to Be Different Houston. And you can also email me at BelindaHouston164@gmail.com.
BelindaHouston164@gmail.com. All right. Okay. Sounds good. Appreciate that. All right. So let's talk about your book. What's the title?
Take Off the Mask is my first book. Marriage, Secrets, and Lovers is the sequel to Take Off the Mask.
Marriage, Secrets, and Lovers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We like secrets.
Yes, I'm telling a whole lot of secrets now. They might not be happy when they read it, but it's out there.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Let's start with Take Off the Mask. Give us a synopsis about Take Off the Mask.
Take Off the Mask is about things that I endured in my life. It is a poetic expression of things that I wanted to say and never said. So it deals with, and it's in poetry, the hate that I had from my father, the church hurt that I dealt with with my church when I told them that I was a lesbian. Mm. And deals with anger and happiness. You know, it just really goes into a lot of details about things that happen in my life.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's pretty deep. I mean, a lot of people get nervous about putting stuff out there about their personal life. And but let me ask you this. Do you think when was it that you came out to your church, and do you think they would have a different reaction today?
Probably not. Probably gonna have a different reaction. I mean, you know, you got old folks in the church,
right?
And a lot of old folks don't really deal with that. Now you have ministers that come around and they can accept the fact that they have gays in their church. Mm. And you know, I'm just me.
Right.
I mean, you either like me or love me. So right. That's the choice is yours, because I have no room for hate.
That's what's up. No room for hate. Absolutely. So the book is in depth, pretty much about you and your life. Was there some restrictions in your mind or in your heart and in your soul about coming out with this book, or did it just feel natural?
No, this book had been in my drawer for 9 years.
Mm.
And I met this lady named Lisa Santiago when I was having some flyers print off for Hollywood Signage Entertainment. And I was talking to her, and we was talking about books, and I was telling her about my book, and she told me to send it to her. And I'm like, what? She said, send me your book. So I sent it to her, and she made my dream come to life after 9 years.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I mean, I'm sure it was an emotional time for you during the writing of this book and putting all your feelings and stuff down on paper. How was the emotional journey? I mean, was it a short-lived, you know, emotion? Was it sad? Was it happy? What was going on?
Well, what happened was, I was at church and I got in trouble by my pastor at that time. And she brought me into her office to talk to me, and she started telling me to write in a journal. And she knew that right there was not me.
Mm.
I ain't got time to be writing in a journal, writing for what? And she would laugh and say, you a mess. I said, yeah, but I'm a good mess. But you know, I've never been the type to just write out my feelings.
Okay.
So as I started writing in this journal, you know, a lot of feelings came up about my dad, about my mom, you know, about past relationships and present relationships, you know, things just started popping and I started writing. And when I started writing, you know, they started like rhyming, making sense, going together, and waking up at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning just writing. And yeah, that's how it started. So wow. I wasn't looking to be a writer.
Wow. Just accidental. Well, nothing is an accident. It was meant to happen. Everything happens for a reason. But Ms. Belinda, I'm not gonna hog you. I'm not gonna hog your time. I'm gonna pass you over to my co-hosts here. Nima Shining Star L, come on in.
Yes, indeed. He likes to hog the mic, but we love him anyway. Anyway.
All right,
peace and blessings, Queen. How are you?
I am wonderful.
I have a couple of questions, so I'm going to get right to it. My first question is, I ask everyone that has written a book or written poetry, I ask them, was it like therapy writing the book? And if so, how so?
Yes, because it gave me a chance to really feel the deep side of me. and dealing with the anger that I had for my father and the hate that I had for him, I no longer have. And the fact that I was on crack cocaine and I wrote poetry concerning that helped heal me now that I have been clean for 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Mm, yes.
And it's deep when you get to talking about drugs and taking off your mask, because we all wear masks every day. Well, let me change that. Y'all may wear masks every day. I no longer wear mine because I've taken off all of my masks and I have set myself free. So Marriage Seekers and Lovers is the sequel to Take Off the Mask, because I said to my daughter, I'm not going to leave this world and have all this other stuff that I have undercover, leave it there. I'm not going to do that. Because if I don't tell the first half, I might as well tell the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Marriage Secrets and Lovers, there was the fact that I was married for 16.5 years and had a girlfriend for 4.5 years.
Wow.
Well, and we appreciate, we can appreciate you no longer living behind the mask and telling your truth and being transparent, which is the big word. Everybody's into transparency. Mm. So we appreciate you doing that. And hopefully this will inspire, and I'm sure it will inspire, if not already inspire, thousands and thousands of people to telling their truth and taking off their mask. Because you realize that when you wear a mask, it definitely is hard to breathe. So unless you truly want to be free, you know what I mean? Like you said, you got to come up out of that. My last question for you is, and I think Big Wu touched on this, as far as opposition or telling people, did you ever find yourself sitting and maybe not being threatened by family members, but kind of looked down on, like, look, keep skeletons in the closet. Everybody don't need to know your business. Let sleeping dogs lie. You know, all those things that they used to tell us back in the day when they didn't want our truth to come out.
I didn't care nothing about that right there. I didn't care nothing about that. This is my life. How are you going to tell me to keep something in the closet and you ain't walked my walk?
Mm.
Right. You ain't been right through the things that I've been through.
Right on.
So how can you? No, they knew. My family know me, trust me.
They know that you didn't have to say,
don't say nothing, because who would get to talking, especially when it deals with me?
Mm-hmm.
I talk about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, you know, I tell my kids, y'all purpose is to go to school and handle y'all business. If they want to talk about anybody, let them talk about your mama.
All right.
Straight like that.
Yeah, listen, it reminds me of that Beyonce. So she talked like this because she could back it up. Okay, all right, Mary.
That's right. I can back it up.
All right. Well, I love your spirit. I love your personality, and I appreciate you to the fullest. And I am going to back up. I'm going to back this up, and I'm going to pass the mic to Brother JT.
Come on in, JT.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on, Miss Houston, Belinda, that is?
And I prefer to be called Doll Hollywood.
Doll Hollywood?
No doubt.
That's right.
I hear you.
Wow. Very esteemed board member at Butterfly Business Project. And it's definitely an honor and a privilege to have you on our show. I want you to get into something else that you got going on, and that's the event tomorrow. I want you to tell everybody about it and tell them how they can, you know what I'm saying, participate and make this event successful.
Okay, well, I had a vision about 2 years ago, and, you know, we have homeless people, and you hear people, you know, talking about, well, we got clothes for the homeless, and we have this, but you never hear them say, babies. You know, babies need bottles, baby needs Pampers, baby needs clothes, baby needs food, babies need a lot of things. So I was blessed by God to have God's Gift Baby Ministry. So this is the second year, which was the 21st of last year is when we first done it. So this is our second year with God's Gift Baby Ministry. I am the founder, and we collect baby items and receive donations, and we wash up the clothes, we fold them up, and we get them ready for the community. Or if anyone calls me personally or email me or inbox me through anybody, we get the baby's clothes and stuff together. And one of our dolls, which I am Doll Hollywood, and I'm part of a sisterhood, Elite Dolls of Faith. So my dolls are the Queen City Dolls, and they are a part of God's Gift Baby Ministry. And we make sure that we get clothes out, whether it's in Durham, in Como. That's Como, North Carolina. And so we make sure that they get, you know, babies get clothes.
Nice. That's good stuff right there.
So we have an event tomorrow in Gastonia, North Carolina, at one of my doll sister's house. Her name is Doll Lady B. And we are so excited. I have my dolls here with me now. Everybody say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Wow, hey, doll.
Yes, we have dolls.
Hi, I'm Doll Lady B.
Tell everybody where they can go to participate again.
To Butterfly Vision Project. Everything goes through Tiffany Brown. But you can also email me at BelindaHouston164@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or inbox me on Facebook. Belinda Dare to Be Different Houston.
There it is. Well, we appreciate it. Appreciate everything you guys do in the community and making people better, making things better in your little part of the world. And, you know, that just carries on. It's contagious. It makes other people want to do that as well. So, Belinda Houston, Belinda Dare to Be Different Houston, we appreciate you.
Doll Hollywood
in the building.
Doll Hollywood, you know.
You know it.
Hollywood.
Come back anytime. You're more than welcome here at the Florida Poetry Show, Big Woo Radio. We love to have you. And get the book. Tell everybody where they can get the book. Books.
Inbox me.
Okay.
Inbox me. Email me. Now, Marriage Secrets and Lovers is not out right now, but I'm getting ready to reveal the cover of the book this next week.
Okay.
And so everybody gets to see the cover, but it's some things got to be done, and I'm looking forward to being the probably the second week in August.
Oh wow. Okay.
So hoping it'll be out right at that time.
So everybody go follow Belinda Dare to Be Different Houston on Facebook, so you can witness the reveal of the book cover.
Hollywood.
Doll Hollywood. Thank you so much.
That's
again.
Right.
Have a good
Hollywood.
Yes indeed. Have a good evening. We got T Wallflower coming up next after the break. We're gonna take us a quick break. Come back and wrap with T Wallflower about his book. All right. So keep it locked right here, Brutally Honest Show, Big Woo Radio. Don't y'all go nowhere. Yo, what's up, family? This is Corey Big Woo Woods from Big Woo Radio.
Here to talk to you about Gray Sheep
Digital. That's right, Gray Sheep Digital. G-R-E-Y, Sheep Digital. Greatsheepdigital.com. Greatsheep Digital is a digital marketing agency that helps your business attract attention in a very noisy world. They specialize in website optimization, social media growth, marketing videos, and brand awareness. So if your business is having problems with the website, the way it looks, sometimes we don't get that professional look like we want, or if you're having trouble being seen on social media, give my man Marcus Woodard, the owner and digital strategist, a call at 704-626-1599. Again, that number is 704-626-1599. You can also hit him up on Facebook and Instagram at Grey Sheep Digital. That's G-R-E-Y Sheep Digital. You'll be glad you did. And make sure you tell them Big Woo sent you to get the friends and family discount.
Hey y'all, I'm Nima Shiny Star L of Nima Girl Productions, and every single Friday you can catch me at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time hanging out with JT and Big Woo. We are Big Woo and a crew on Big Woo Radio, where every Friday we let it flow with Floetic Fridays. And we also hit you with some Black in Effect, because Black history is every day, all day. And if you didn't know, now you know. And for all things Nima Girl Productions, go to my social media pages and the Nima Shiny Star L, where you can get information on the upcoming book, Peace Queen, Can You Hear Me? And check out the book, Peace King, Can You Hear Me? So, for all things Nima Girl Productions, check out social media Nima Shiny Star L. And if you're not checking out Big Woo and the crew on Sundays at 6 p.m. on Off Topics, you better be checking out my Facebook Live with Thoughts Provoked. That's right, Thoughts Provoked, every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where every topic is a hot topic. So, there you have it. I'm Nima Shiny Star L for Nima Girl Productions, hanging out with Big Woo and the crew on Big Woo Radio. You know how we do. Hey, y'all.
Hey. The New Mount Olivet AME Zion Church, located at 527 Dave Lyle Boulevard in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Presiding pastor is Dr. Carlton Brown. 9 a.m. Sunday school with morning worship service starting at 10:05 a.m. Eastern. Thank you, and please join us soon.
Welcome back to the Floetic Poetry Show on Big Woo Radio. Make sure to download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store. Listen live at BigWooRadio.com. Now back to the program with Nima Shining Star L, James JT Thompson, and Corey Big Woo Woods on Big Woo Radio.
Let me clear my throat. I'm the legendary DJ Kool, and I don't care what nobody say. Woo Radio, Radio is the best radio station, period. All right? And I said that, and I meant that.
You're listening to Big Woo Big Radio. Woo Radio.
Welcome back to the program, 704-489-3316. That's how you get in if you want to get in here. If you got any questions for us or esteemed panel of guests, then give us a call, 704-489-3316. For those of you just joining the program, you came in late. We started at 6 o'clock. That was 35 minutes ago. Where you been? Nah, I'm just kidding. But if you missed the beginning of the show, don't worry. You can go back and listen to it in its entirety on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, because we make it available as a podcast the next day. All right? So next time, get here on time, okay? All right, so we want to thank our guest, Miss Belinda Dare to Be Different Houston. Go check her out on her Facebook page, Belinda Dare to Be Different Houston, and or email her about her event, God's Gift Baby Ministry. Email her at BelindaHouston164@gmail.com. That's BelindaHouston164@gmail.com. All right, so we got a guest. Of course, we got James JT Thompson. He's here in the building. We got Nima Shining Star L, of course. We got Black in Effect coming up a little bit later on, about 15 minutes or so. But first, is T. Wallflower in the building? T. Wallflower, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hey, T.
Hey, love.
How you doing?
Hello,
you
doing? Love.
Glad you could be here. Thanks for coming, hanging out with us for a minute.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Oh, yes, yes. No problem, no problem. Hope everybody's well. I hope you're doing well and staying safe.
Yes, I'm definitely trying to do that. Thank you. And I hope you all are staying safe as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't go nowhere unless I have to. Absolutely have to. And that's what's what. All right, so T, the new book sounds very, very interesting. And I'm gonna tell you the title here in a minute. Or you can tell us. How about you tell us the title?
It's called A Bee Trapped by Its Own Honey.
Interesting. A bee trapped by its own. Well, tell us about it. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I mean, it's about a young girl. She gets caught in some business that has nothing to do with her. She has to find her way out of it, but on her way down to figure that out, she gets her trapped in somebody else's stuff, and it just keeps going and unfolding. But at the end of the day, you know, she's going to find out that things may or may not be all entangled in her. You see how I threw that in there?
Entangled. Entanglement.
Right. So that, everything might be, you know, involving her. It may not be, but somebody is the core of the subject there.
That is the word of the month, ain't it? Entanglement. I never.
It is.
So how much of this book is, you know, is it, how much is it real to life? I mean, did you know somebody? Was it you? I mean, we don't want to put it out there, but is it true to life?
It's definitely, I can say it's real because, you know, people are actually going through things like this.
Sure.
You may or may not know somebody that's like this, but at the end of the day, it's always somebody out there going through this type of situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let everybody know where they can follow you, T, and get your book.
Well, it'll be coming out finally after so many put-offs. It'll be coming out this Tuesday. And you can find me at Bustavo Wallflower on Instagram. That's BODHISATTVA Wallflower on Instagram. On Facebook, you can find me at The Date Night and Thomas. That's THEDATENYGHTN Thomas. And on Twitter, I am This Is My Life, Yo. And my book will be available on Amazon and Google Play. For right now, that's where we're starting at.
All right. So the first, what was the first one, B-O-D? Again, spell that one again.
It's B-O-D-H-I-S. A-T-T-V-A Wallflower.
Wallflower, okay. And that's on Facebook? I mean,
that's Instagram.
Instagram, on the IG, like the kids say.
And also, I do have, I will also be found on the Geniuses Common. You know, I'm with their movement and as far as their websites as well. So I have a few little plug places that I'll be able to be located, and also on Blacktopia.
Oh, okay. Blacktopia. That's our peoples right there.
That's good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Shout out to the folks at Blacktopia. Some guy named Jay. All right. So again, I'm not going to hog the mic. I'm going to pass it around so we can everybody get their time in. come on in, Nima Shining Star L.
Yes, yes, yes. T. Wallflower in the building. What is doing?
Yes. Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for giving us a little insight on what the book is about. And I'm so glad. Congratulations. I'm so glad that it'll be, you know, after a couple put-offs, it'll be coming out Tuesday.
Right. We're going to pray on it. Yes.
I want to poke you. I really do, because I know that you have other things under your hat. So are we just strictly talking about the book today?
Yeah, we're gonna keep it there. Okay. But I will tell you this: I'm still writing those songs, and I have somebody that I'm willing or will begin to work with very, very soon. So these things are actually coming into motion. I'm not holding back anymore. So
Okay. You'll get the, you know, you'll get the music up out of me.
Very good, because this woman is a singer, you know, and I know for a fact, for all y'all that don't know, Mr. Thawkeye did reach out, you know, on a show that I do on IG to this young lady. So we'll see what's happening, but we'll stick to the book like you said. Let everyone know if you're planning to turn this book into a movie. Because it sounds like a movie already.
Yes, I am. And I'm actually, like I said, I'm already starting the next one, the second one for this this trilogy. And I don't know yet if I want to just, you know, break these into, you know, separate movies, or should we just do it all into one? But, yeah, we're definitely trying to get that taken care of once everything clears up.
Cool.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep all of that in prayer, and I know it's going to happen. I'm going to, unlike my brother, Big Woo, I'm going to pass the mic immediately. I'm going to pass the mic to Brother JT and let him get some questions in. Brother JT.
Okay. T, how you doing? Good evening.
Good evening. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm blessed. I will say this. You made the best decision ever. You know what I'm saying, coming on this particular platform. And with all your talents and the skill set that I'm hearing, and then those that have not even been talked about, I already know that you're going to be a multiple guest on this show. And I know that we're going to hear your name in rooms that have already been mentioned in, and that you're going to be stepping in. And those blessings are going to be upon you, because, you know, you're just beginning to scratch the surface on what it is that is going to be your stardom, your blessings, your platform. So I look forward to seeing not just what you got going on with the book, but with everything that is going to roll out and come out of your spirit. I look forward to what you have and what you are going to bless the world with. They ain't ready for it, but we are.
Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to have been able to come on the show with you all. So I want to thank you for that. Thank you all.
Oh, you're most welcome.
You're welcome, love. Wow. This is good stuff. Y'all just don't know how to... You know what? I'm just going to be quiet. And I'm not going to name drop and tell y'all that her mother's Tammy Thomas. I'm going to leave that alone. Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry.
Whoa, okay.
You had to talk.
Nice.
You had to get moms in there, I see.
I'm no sorry. Doubt. I didn't mean to do that. Just a slip of the tongue. But anyway, we really, truly, truly appreciate that. I just have one last question before Wu takes over. I want to know, do you have any advice for all those listening that have their books in the drawer, not put together, on paper, pen and paper, whatever you want to call it, and are apprehensive about putting that book out? What do you say to them?
I tell them they need to go ahead and get it out there. Somebody needs to hear their story. Somebody out there needs to hear it. I mean, everybody thinks, oh, somebody, they're not going to like it. You know, it's somebody out there, whether it be 1, 100, or a million, somebody needs to hear it. So
Somebody. Don't
let it sit there and collect dust. Go ahead and give it all you got.
Absolutely. It might as well be out there where everybody can see it and you know, judge if they want to, but it's best for it to be out there where it can be read, opposed to, you know, sitting collecting dust. You know, that's the best thing.
Somebody may take something from that. Somebody may need it.
Yeah. There has been books that have not been bestsellers that end up being movies, and the book becomes a bestseller. You know
exactly,
what I mean? So it's all about the story, what it means to one person that maybe, like, you know what, I think we can make a movie out of this, or, you know what, this is something that motivates me to be a different person, or makes, you know, whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
But it's best for it to be read by the masses, and then they can take whatever they need from it from there. Well, T. Wallflower, it's been a pleasure to have you on. Come back anytime. You are more than welcome here at the Florida Poetry Show. Especially when that music start dropping. We start putting that music out. Make sure we get it so we can play it. We will play your music.
I'll definitely make sure this is the first stop.
Absolutely. Awesome. Now, we're going to hold you to that. We know your mama, okay?
Right?
Don't make us tell your mama now.
PC gonna get me in trouble.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But thank you so much. Again, check her out on the Instagram. It's BODHISATTZA Wallflower on the Instagram. And then on Twitter, it's This Is My Life, right?
This Is My Life, yo.
Oh, This Is My Life, yeah, on Twitter. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Go check it out. The book is coming. Follow her. Make sure you get the date of when it drops. And when it drops, go get that thing because it's going to be dope. It's called A B.
Yes.
Go tell them the title again. Title
Trapped by His Own Honey.
A B Trapped by His Own Honey. Okay.
Yes.
The title is enough to get me, so I can't wait that thing drop.
Right?
So, yeah, appreciate
I think,
you.
I think this one's really getting people. The title and the cover is really snagging people, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
And her sister, her younger sister, is the person on the cover, so it's all in the family.
Oh wow,
her sister on the cover of the book.
Okay. That's it. Keep it right there. Keep it in the family, baby. Keep it all in the family.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we will be in touch. We will talk to you again. I'm for sure about it. I already know it's going to happen. So thank you so much for stopping by and have a great evening. Rest of your Friday night.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
Absolutely. Good night.
Good night, love.
There she is, T. Wallflower. The book is A Bee Trapped by His Own Honey. The Instagram is BODHISATTZA Wallflower on Instagram, and This Is My Life, yo, on Twitter. So go check her out, follow her, and that's cool. Nima, you ready for the Black in Effect? We ready to educate them?
I do. I have a question really quick.
Okay.
After we do the Black in Effect, do we have time for a piece?
Sure, absolutely do.
Okay, all right, I'm ready for the Black
Effect.
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm
N-E-F-F-E-C-T.
You must learn.
And I'm black, y'all.
Yep, it's that time. It's Black in Effect. This one, Nima educate you on some black history. Because we're not just black in February. We black all year round. So what you got for us, Nima?
Okay. John Robert Lewis, born February 21st, 1940. Unfortunately, we just lost him, passed away July 17th, 2020. Was an American politician and civil rights leader who served in the United States House of Representatives for Georgia's 5th Congressional District from 1987 until his death in 2020. Lewis served as the chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, from 1963 to 1966. Lewis was one of the Big Six leaders of groups who organized the 1963 March on Washington. He fulfilled many key roles in the civil rights movement and its actions to end legalized racial segregation in the United States. In 1965, Lewis led the Selma to Montgomery marches across the Edmund Bridge. In an incident which became known as Bloody Sunday, armed Alabama police attacked unarmed civil rights demonstrators, including Lewis. A member of the Democratic Party, Lewis was the first elected to Congress in 1986 and served for 17 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives. Due to his length of service, he became the dean of the Georgia Congressional Delegation. The district he represented includes the northern three quarters of ATL. He was a leader of the Democratic Party in the U.S. House of Representatives, serving from 1991 as the chief deputy whip and from 2003 as senior chief deputy whip. Lewis received many honorary degrees and awards, including the Presidential Medal of Honor. Ladies and gentlemen, the list goes on and on and on and on about this great man, John Robert Lewis. Please go check out his bio, go to Wikipedia, go to his life story. He partied with hip-hop people of the hip-hop community. You know, he rolled up his sleeves and he was about that life. You know, people like, oh, I'm not about that life. He was about that life
yeah.
until his death.
So, ladies and gentlemen, John Robert Lewis.
Man, that's good stuff right there. Rest in peace, John Lewis. Rest in peace, man. That dude went through a lot, and he was a strong man. You know what I mean? He stood for what he stood for, and that's all it was. You know what I mean? So, thank him for his service, man. Thank him for his service, for real, to this country, to our race. You know, he was one of the ones that, you know, that led the charge. You know, it's a shame that he had to pass during a time when we're still fighting for justice.
Absolutely.
After all these years, man. All right, you said you had a piece, Nima.
Well, actually, my mother has a piece she wanted to read.
Well,
Mama Shiny Star L, are you here?
Big Woo, what it do, Big
what
Woo?
What it do, Mama L?
I see you soon.
Always a lovely surprise when you got a piece.
Well, actually, it seems to me that each week you guys are always on point, on focus. But Nima already expressed to you that I've been writing a quarantine book.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of my things. It's called Uncovered and Unveiled, Hiding in Plain Sight.
Okay.
A wise man once said, evil prevails when good men and women do nothing. Do you think we wear white sheets? No, hardly anymore. We wear black robes, blue uniforms, white lab jackets, and scientists, and even your children's pediatricians, too. A wise man also said, when we are subjected to ruthlessness and injustice, it causes an imbalance in the brain. That's why black men are still having issues in life. So don't forget what has happened to them. We as women try to raise men without fathers because most of their fathers are incarcerated or deceased. So strive, kings, you who are still here, who are still trying, unite. They are trying to destroy us, but at least put up a good fight. For almost 500 years, you tried to break us, yet we still stand strong, hiding in plain sight, but we still see you. Because sooner or later, you will reveal yourself.
Okay, send us Nancy here in class. That's my mama. You go, mommy.
Ooh, that's our mama now. That's our mama now. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. Man.
Because we woke now, y'all.
We woke now.
We woke.
Real woke. You know, woke us up. Like waking up a bear from hibernation, you know, messed up now.
Yeah, man.
Let me add this really quickly.
Okay.
Some years ago, they were speaking to some KKK members, and they were pediatricians, and they said, "What I do during the day has nothing to do with what happens when I get off work."
Well,
remember that.
Yeah, right.
Oh wow!
So that's why I wrote that hiding in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow!
That's beautiful.
All right, guys.
Well, thank you
love
so
you
much.
Guys. Have a good night.
I love you back. We'll
you
see
too,
you.
Mommy. Love you.
Too.
Thanks.
All right.
Wow.
All right. That's great. That's good stuff. I can't wait for that book to drop right there. For sure. All right, Nima. Let's talk about Woo.
Sure.
If I can get my stuff together over here, I'd be dangerous.
It's all good.
Just found. You know, I got it. All right, I'm ready.
Let's talk about
Let me turn my mic on. I'm tripping. I'm really tripping. I ain't even been drinking nothing, y'all. I promise. I ain't had not one drop to drink. I'm just, you know, it's been a long day. But anyway, this is a part of the show. We tell you what we got going on, what we got coming up, Big Blue Radio and all of our peoples. All right, what you got going on, Nima?
Check me out on social media, IG, Facebook, everything Nima Shiny Star L or Nima _ L, because every day is something different. But I'm hanging out with Big Blue and the crew. We doing what we do, and all of our platforms are Litty. All our platforms are hot. They're dope. They're educational. Because we Big Woo Radio, baby. That's what we do. And if you don't know, now you know.
Knuckle. Ninja. Nickel. Anywhere those will work. JT, what you got going on, man?
Man, it's simple, man. We own the Sunday and the sports show, Off Topic Sports, 6 p.m., man. We got a plethora of things to talk about in the world of sports. And then we're on, you know, of course, Tuesday nights or Brutally Honest here on BigWooRadio.com with the Goddess and JB, Mr. 299. They got a very special guest coming through this coming Tuesday. Check your social media, Big Woo Radio page, in order to see who exactly that special guest is that he's looking forward to coming through and chopping it up with the crew. And I got a lot of energy, so I feel like Tuesday night is going to be on a whole nother level. Runner discussion is advised, of course, and then we'll be back next week. Florida Poetry Show, last day of the month of July. We coming to do our thing as we only can do, and we got a special show planned for you next week. So stay tuned to your social media and check us out for the announcements.
There it is. Couldn't have said it better myself. So, thanks again, everybody listening live at BigWooRadio.com and everybody that got the Big Woo Radio app and everybody that searches out on their podcast app on the iPhone. We appreciate that, man. So, until we meet again, be safe and be careful out there and stand your ground. You know what I'm saying? On behalf of my man, James, JT Thompson, Adonis Donnie Martin, JB, Mr. 299, Nima Shining Star L, the Poetic Goddess, Nayana Renee, Big Les, Lil Bucky, Pastor Fight, Mama Shining Star L, Big Woo, it's Big Woo Radio. Peace. God bless. We out.
Look, I fall back in order to avoid contamination. The game is full of garbage, nothing about it dismotivate. I listen to your bars, I'm disappointed in y'all. Thought y'all was working, can't believe what I walked in on. When I came through that door, folks said it at 94. Told my brother, everybody know that man got flow. He a force to be reckoned with. The beast is dated, but the razor sharp flow. But league it decapitated, you debated if you had a different.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.